bitter ex-wife busted in murder of the Microsoft hubby, who's the father of four. You know, JLP, he's not wrong when he says who's the father of women, is he? Welcome to political show. No, not. I was about to say political bomb show. This is not, although it might as well be. Just renamed it just for YouTube. Of course, the original political bomb show still exists on Roku. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. Politicalbombshow.com, RayDog.com. Pick your poison. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. You know, JLP, he's not wrong. I'm looking at my storyboard here for Crime Online, and all of these stories, most of them, the top five, are women committing heinous crimes, or murders rather, on whether it be boyfriends or husbands or ex-husbands. So JLP is not wrong when he says who's the father of women. Let's just get right into it. I mean, this is just sickening. Bitter ex-wife busted in murder of Microsoft hubby, dad of four. Jared Bridgen's ex-wife is the third person charged in connection with his murder 18 months ago. Jared Bridgen, 33, was fatally shot after he dropped off his nine-year-old's at Shanna Gardner Fernandez home. He was shot multiple times after he stopped to remove a tire from the road. Toddler daughter was in the car. That's really cold-hearted. You don't care that your daughter... Wow, that's hate beyond belief. Again, who's your daddy? Satan is. Gardner Fernandez was arrested in Washington on charges of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, solicitation to commit a capital felony, and child abuse. Gardner's current husband, Mario Fernandez Saldana, was also arrested on the same charges in March. Henry Arthur Tenon, 62, was arrested first and is thought to have pulled the trigger. Gardner Fernandez will be extradited to Florida to face charges in this death penalty case. Good. You can't be in states that doesn't allow the death penalty. You know, I'm for the death penalty. We used to have it in Massachusetts, but then they took it away. But anyway, joining Nancy Grace today, Kristen Bredigan, Jared Bredigan's widow, Instagram, okay, yeah, I'm not going to read through that. The point is, this is bad stuff. I mean, I just don't understand when marriages or relationships go wrong. I understand that children will complicate things, but share custody. But again, if you are an abusive ex-spouse, then, you know, I don't know. I just think that these women are just, why do you have to be like that? I'm curious, if you are a woman listening to this, I'm curious to know if you've ever been in a relationship that has ended and you just wanted to be vengeful or envious because they moved on or whatever the reason, I'd like to know your thoughts on why you think that you had to go through the lengths of being envious and jealous and or even wanting to go a step further, like a story I was reading here about a woman who spiked someone's drink with roach spray. I mean, how evil. Again, JLP is not wrong. Who's your daddy? It's ridiculous what you're doing. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. If someone doesn't want to be with you, let them go. Now, I'm not one saying that that wasn't a hard lesson for me to learn. But once you learn that lesson, as I have, if someone does not want to be with you, it's free will. You can't force someone to want to be with you. You can't force someone to want to be your girlfriend. You can't force someone to marry you, or after they marry you, you can't force her to stay with you if she doesn't want to stay. You can't force someone to be your friend. You can't force someone to be your best friend. You can't force people to do things against their own will. We all have free will. Would you want someone to force you to do something that you didn't want to do? So I really don't understand why some women feel the need to do these things. I really don't. I won't get it. I don't get it at all. So anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe. If you are a woman, I'm curious to know the reason that you would react jealous or envious and not wanting someone to move on with their lives. I'm just curious. PoliticalBombshow.com, Radar.com, support us there, and I'll see you in the next one.